Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jagman. Mike McDowd is out on assignment today.
That's why we have three hosts, so you have a spare in case, you know, one blows out.
Exactly. Yeah, very smart. Very smart. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Now, today, for whatever reason, I just decided we're going to have miscellaneous trivia. Rather than a sports trivia, it'll be mostly like TV, music, TV.
I might do better at this than I do about the ancient baseball trivia. So I'm actually.
I know. I kind of figured let's just have sort of fun and we'll sort of. We're going to talk sports, but for the trivia, we'll kind of break it off for a little bit.
Grab
it. Yeah, when we come back, here are the various topics I wanted to cover. What's next for Tua? The NFL TV viewership is up quite a bit. And guess what? By the way, this is the first time I've ever done, I guess it's really fantasy football, but it's actually not fantasy football. It's just kind of a pick football type of thing with a
Survivor series.
Something like that. I don't know. You know, just basically just pick teams for the week. You ready for this? The first time I've ever done this. And in week one, I was 12 wins and 3 losses.
That'll come back to earth.
I know.
next week, you did 3-12.
Yeah, there's like 20 of us or something, and I did win for the week. But this second week, I don't think I did so well. Like you said, come back down to earth. Now, they were recording the show on Tuesday, so Monday Night Football, you had Kirk Cousins come back after Saquon Barkley dropped the pass, talk a little bit about that and the call that they had made to even get to that part. And then can you imagine being the coach of the Panthers? You know, you get this quarterback, Bryce Young, who gets, you know, I'm thinking about it from the standpoint of this is your job on the line. This isn't just watching fantasy football or something, right?
Baker Mayfield part two.
Yes. Yeah, very, very similar. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman. Mike McDowell is off this day. All right, so Russell, I'm going to let you start it off. What do you want to start off talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, we didn't meet until the first weekend of football. So we already missed, like, all the stories that were part of week one, and there were at least 100,000 stories. I mean, everything from Christian McCaffrey now being put on injured reserve. And okay, this is the number one thing I want to talk about, which is me. Okay. Because I'm my favorite subject.
And, of course.
And I played fantasy football, right? Yeah. So last year I had a very disappointing year. So I got the number one overall pick this year.
Oh, okay.
And of course, who did I? Now, let me preface this by saying that I didn't want to pick McCaffrey last year because I said, I am a jinx. Every year that I get a running back, not a quarterback, but when I pick a running back as my first pick, I've had the worst luck. My guys get hurt. I picked, I've just got a history of just terrible picks for my top running back. And I mean, last year I picked Derrick Henry as my top guy, and he was disappointing. But this year I said, I can't miss with Christian McCaffrey as my number one overall pick. Oops. Have you heard of the Madden curse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody who it's Sports Illustrated too, I think.
Yes. And if Russ Jackman picks you as a leading running back, that's who you're going to have the Russell curse on you.
Uh-oh.
Because I did that to McCaffrey. I said, this year, he'll be fine. And, you know, I'm going to have my – and what I didn't do is I didn't pick up Jordan Mason, as his, like, handcuff quarterback, running back.
This is good.
Yeah, and so my – and then to make matters worse, my leading receiver is Cooper Kupp.
Oh, no.
And
– you know what? I don't think they should even let you play anymore.
No. Maybe they should send out a notice to all the teams that I draft guys to just say, watch out, Russ has drafted you. You know, I also have Raheem Mostert. I have Raheem Mostert from Miami, who's also got hurt during the game, during game one, and he's out for a number of weeks. So
I didn't know that Ray McLeod got traded until I saw Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and now he's become one of the bigger deals. Now let's talk for a second about Tua. And I was watching the game when he made that move. And, I mean, there was no reason for him not to slide. I mean, it really, for a guy that's had a concussion history, but what I also don't understand is why he didn't have that special helmet that they're talking about.
Yeah, because you are allowed to wear that during a game.
Yeah, and he's already had a concussion history. So why, you know, he's playing at all. But on the other hand, why are you scrambling, you know, in a game where you're already down by three touchdowns?
And, you know, I think it's just the competitive nature that, you know, they're just going to keep playing as hard as they can rather than, you know, okay, I'm down by three touchdowns. I got to make sure I don't get hurt per se, you know, with this play versus that play. I that's how I'm kind of guessing.
But you have to. You the team is making such a huge an investment in you. And where is Miami going to be without Tua? What do you think their record is going to wind up being? They're going to be a disaster. I mean,
yeah, but if you think about it, though, if you're thinking about all the time, okay, hey, this team's paying me a lot of money. I mean, almost every play you could be very watchful and be too tentative, right?
Of course, that's the big problem with, you know, when I look at some of the quarterbacks over the years. Do you remember Chris Chandler by any?
I remember the name.
Yeah. His nickname was China Doll because he, whenever anybody would get close to him, he was a great quarterback, quote unquote, when he wasn't, when he had time and had protection, but when he got pressure on him, he would just collapse. He would just crumble. And you know, after a couple of hits, he would be no good in a game because he would just get so worried about guys hitting him that he would just basically, several times I remember him actually falling down, trying to scramble away and being so afraid of contact that he would fall, you know, and trip over himself rather than take a big hit from a defender.
Yeah, that's going to really limit you how good a quarterback you're going
to
be.
But what is that going to do to Miami? Tua, his running game was part of his whole, you know, what he does. And a lot of people are saying he should consider retiring.
Four concussions since college? If there's anybody who's up for the CTE, it's him.
Yeah, and it may be, you know. But again, I don't understand why he wasn't playing with the special helmet. That is a big question to me. Miami took a big risk. You know, I know it doesn't look cool and you look kind of goofy with it on. But I'm sure, you know, I don't know if you remember Al Toon at all.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Well,
I saw a documentary on him and how he suffers from intense migraines because of all the concussions. He says he has to spend a weekend sometimes in a dark room with no lights and no sound because if he hears any of them, they will trigger his migraines to the point where he can't even walk. Will pass out from the pain that he's in.
He played for Philadelphia, didn't he?
And the Jets.
The Jets. That's right. That special helmet, is that the one that kind of looks like a waffle iron that they play with during the practice?
Yeah, and they also have one that's kind of like just an extra shell that they put. I think it was Bubba Paris used to play with a... for the 49ers, he used to have like a second shell that he would put on his helmet to help protect him. So
interesting, because he was an offensive guard.
Yeah, but you still get a lot of impact when you're on offensive line. Yeah,
even like if you just fall down, you know, or get piled on,
or just the head to head stuff that you're smashing guys with. So you're having a lot of that, and the other thing I wanted to point out was I never watch, this is all from last week, I never watch college football. I watch one or two games a year. I'm serious about this. Yeah. I watch one or two games a year. I just happened to, for whatever reason, decide to watch the Northern Illinois versus Notre Dame game.
Okay.
And I don't know if you saw that game.
I didn't. I was watching my new
game. That was the most amazing upset that I've ever seen. in my life as far as
in Northern Illinois. Wow.
Yes. That was an amazing game to watch, just for, if you like watching an underdog beat, you know, a number five ranked team, you know, that.
Well, you got to figure too, that geographically they're somewhat in proximity, because Notre Dame's in Indiana and Northern Illinois. Yeah. That's probably not too far away.
Yeah, it's close-ish. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. So now you're going to be a college football buff?
No, but I do like the one or two games I decided to see, you know, because I had, just for the heck of it, I turned on the Purdue Notre Dame game, and it reminded me why I don't watch a lot of college football.
Okay.
That was like 40 to nothing at the half. Oh, no.
Well, so Purdue beat them 48. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
I got to figure that one's kind of tough. Okay. Here's our first trivia question. Again, we're not doing sports trivia. We're doing just miscellaneous trivia, more in the film, you know, TV, et cetera.
We really should do a TV one, because I think you and I are big TV guys.
Oh, yeah. Especially when I was a kid. We named all 108 episodes of Gilligan's Island when I was a kid. So, yeah, that tells you how much TV I watched. Okay. Here's our first trivia question. Which world famous cartoon, and I won't tell you yet, give you a hint, was created in 1920? And if I give you the name Pat Sullivan, that may not help, but I'll give it to you anyway. All right. Which world famous cartoon was created in 1920 by Pat Sullivan? And when we come back, if you don't know it, I'll give you a little hint. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Hopefully next week we'll get Mike McDowell back. He's out on assignment, as they say. All right, trivia question number one. Which world-famous cartoon was created in 1920 by Pat Sullivan?
Popeye?
No? Okay, now let me ask the question again. Which world-famous cartoon cat was created in 1920 by Pat Sullivan?
Felix the Cat?
Yes. Felix the Cat.
The Wonderful Cat?
The Wonderful, Wonderful Cat, yeah.
You laugh so much, your sides will split.
Wait, say that again?
You laugh so much, your sides will split.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that part of it.
And when he reaches into his magic kit?
Yeah.
Felix wow, okay. Cat? The Wonderful, Wonderful Cat.
Okay, yeah, I do remember the cartoon. It's funny, if you think about it, that was 8 years before Steamboat Willie, which turned into Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Yes. Yeah. But 28 was also, the 20s is around when Popeye came, or like the 30s, I think, is when Popeye came around. But I think that was
in the 30s,
Max Fleischer. Yeah. That was Max Fleischer.
Popeye, he's famous for becoming strong because of eating spinach. But what was it before spinach?
What was
it? Wasn't always spinach.
Was it garlic?
No, broccoli.
Broccoli, huh?
Yeah, wow. But they figured kids really hate broccoli, so they changed it to spinach.
Not that canned spinach is any better, I'll tell you.
I think I'd rather go back to the broccoli.
I think I'd rather have broccoli, too, to be honest.
I know. That's our consensus for today. All right, so the NFL TV viewership set a record, up 12%, 21 million viewers. This is the first week. And then the Chiefs-Bengals game on Sunday was watched by 27.9 million, the most watched game since the Chiefs Super Bowl victory. It's funny, they do it by viewers, but is it done by like televisions that are on? Because, you know, you might have a Super Bowl party, or not a Super Bowl, but a game, you know, you might have like four guys watching.
Five or 10 people that are over at the house.
Yeah. So you're probably talking on average, at least, let's say two people.
Right. Per... You don't know what bars are included. You know, if you're at a bar,
good point.
You know, 100 people at the bar, or, you know.
Yeah. But you could be talking 100 million people. Or something like that.
And, you know, you also think about internationally. How many people?
Yeah.
How many people, you know, if you want to quote unquote include the viewers, how many people like maybe watch the highlights right after a game, you know, go on to YouTube or to, you know, they've recorded it and then they watch it back later. So I don't know if how those are counted in viewership. So, yeah, the NFL is absolutely king of, I mean, you look at the highest watched an NBA game, and that's about 5 million viewers. Yeah. You look at the most watched baseball game, and it's like maybe about 2 or 3 million.
2 or 3 million, yeah.
You know, 21 million, and as you talk, that's maybe not even capturing the entire number. Maybe closer to 100 million when all said and done. Because it's a fever. I mean, and a lot of it, I hate to say it because I'm not a fan of it, is spurned by gambling. I think that gambling made the NFL go to a higher pitch. Because it's the thing is with the gambling, I think that people like something that happens once per week. It's easier to focus on how you bet. People can't bet every day. I mean, there are those real inveterate gamblers that will bet every day. But people like yourself, like it's fun to do the pool. When I was in law school, my roommate worked for Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and they had the same thing where they had 30 people and they would all bet on who would have, you know, the highest record. And she never knew anything about football. So she would like bring me the list and we would, you know, fill it out together. as far as who would win that week. She's like, do you think the Rams are going to beat the Raiders this week?
Do you remember there was an episode on Cheers when Shelley Long, they asked her about picking a couple of teams, and she said something like, the Bears the Tigers over the Cubs or something like that.
She liked the mascots.
Yeah, you won't know. She just said, well, a Tiger could easily beat a Cub.
Right, exactly. What you have problems with is when you have these esoteric teams like the Heat and the Magic. What the hell do you do about that?
Yeah, or the Jets.
Yeah. Yes, or the Suns. Yeah. I mean, well, obviously the Suns would beat everybody, wouldn't they?
The Suns? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when they just melt and catch everybody on the Flames, and it doesn't matter what animal you are, you know?
It's true, because even a giant, you know, the Giants, but the Suns, yeah?
Yeah, pretty good. Exactly.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. You're right, because it's once a week, so you can kind of get mentally up for it, so to speak, versus baseball. There's just too many games.
Yeah. You can focus your bet on the big game, on a big game each week. Whereas in basketball, they don't really have that. I mean, they kind of do, but they don't. I mean, teams don't always take it so seriously, but you can look at every game in the NFL, and every game really means so much because there's only 17 of them. You know, the teams really do.
You know what I like? So far, I haven't heard of any gambling scandals with football this year or even last couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, again, you can have a quarterback, it's funny. I'm thinking about the old movie, The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds. The reason he got out of football was because he threw the game. If you remember the movie.
Right.
And by the way, Adam Sandler did a pretty decent job in the remake. Not bad at all.
And in the remake features Dilip Singh.
Dilip Singh, the big guy.
And that's a guy I worked with in All Pro Wrestling. I met him for a single night as Dilip Van Halen. We did a gig where he was supposedly going to be the third Van Halen brother, and he was going to be. And I gave him a guitar, and he like it with no strings on it. He pretended to play it and sing in the ring. It was hilarious. I was going to be his agent.
Who came up with that one?
Me. That was my idea. I was going to be his rock and roll agent.
How many people were in the audience?
Oh, we had like 50, 60 people. It was what was called like a light show at the AVW Garage.
Did the fans like it?
Oh, it was hilarious. It was hilarious. I wish we had done it in a big show, but it was at those light shows. You get to do just kind of like experimental stuff and see if it gets over, and it was over. But that the problem was that shortly after I did that, Dilip left and went to Mexico.
He became kind of a big star. Yeah, and I think I remember you saying that he never lifted weights. He just some guy found him in India.
No, that's all he did do was lift weights. That's all Dilip knew in his life was lifting weights.
Wait a minute, wasn't he like a homeless guy in India?
He was a homeless guy in India, just living in the gutter. But but he was still a huge guy.
And
this guy, Dr. Kumar, found him and just put him in his basement. Fed him and just said, here's a bunch of weights, lift them.
And
just, over the years, Dilip just built himself into this gigantic, massive muscle dude, but literally was at the behest of the caste system in India. And was, I can't call him a slave to Dr. Kumar, but basically he was like, human
indentured servant, I guess.
You'd
think that caste system or not, a guy that big could at least be recruited as a guard for the Sultan or something, something like that.
And the caste system where it is, you're just, when you're part of the untouchables, you're garbage. It doesn't matter if you're the most beautiful woman in the world or if you're a huge athlete. Once you're considered part of the lowest untouchable level, you're just, your life is worthless.
And they, how do they know what your lineage, right? If they just see you walking around and you're just some beautiful woman, what do they do?
No idea. I do not understand the caste system, and it's heartbreaking to me. It is.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I like merit.
I don't want to understand it. Let's put it this way. I don't want to understand it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one, my friend. And then lastly, before we go to our next break here, Prime Video, Thursday night's Amazon debut, averaged 15 million viewers. And I'm thinking, okay, so what do you go on to, onto Prime Video? Like you're going to watch a movie and you just move it over to Thursday football and you start watching it?
Yes. Cool. And, you know, it's the same thing with like Peacock and you know, the other now. I'm really afraid that we're going to get to a stage where all 17 football games are on 17 different networks, and you're going to have to pay 17 different subscriptions to watch every game on.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, because you're going to get, like, people are going to say, well, I'll just wait till it comes out on YouTube for highlights, or, you know, I mean, they're going to lose some people, because
apparently not. Maybe they have 15 million people subscribe to it. Then that makes me sad, because it means that it's working and that people are, you know, signing up.
But if you already have Prime to buy Amazon stuff, it just comes on regular, doesn't it? Or do you have to pay extra?
You know, I don't know.
Anyway, we'll think about that when we go to our next trivia question. Who co-starred with Elizabeth Taylor in the movie Cleopatra? All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages, and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com, or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman. Next week, we'll have our friend Mike McDowd back. All right, second trivia question. Who co-starred with Elizabeth Taylor in the movie Cleopatra?
Richard Burton.
Very good. All right.
That was easy.
I think the next one might be fairly easy, too. Okay. So...
Are you impressed that I know a movie that's way older than I am?
I am impressed by that because you don't like the baseball questions that are 100 years old, but you'll
know. No, movies, I'm a little bit, especially cartoons, I can do a lot with that. But
yeah, it's funny. I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but I took my son to a father-son, fun camp type of thing. And while we were waiting for, little things to happen, they had us listen to various music intros to okay, that's the Dick Van Dyke Show, right?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe that I was listening to this one, and I go, oh, my gosh, I haven't heard that in almost 60 years. And it was Fireball XL5, which were marionette.
I know what that show was.
Played
by the people that did Thunderbirds.
Yeah, so yeah. But can you imagine? I mean,
I remember the theme, though. But
that's the thing.
I remember the theme to Space 1999, though.
You remember what?
The theme to Space 1999.
I don't even know that show.
Oh, that was a great show with Barbara Bain and I forgot the other lead guy in that, but it was a show with the space show where the moon separates from the Earth and goes flying through space, and they have all these weird adventures. It's a moon base. Moonbase Alpha? No, you don't know.
Never saw it. When did it come out? 70s?
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the 70s. Nice dramatic theme to that. But anyway, we're getting
I was hitting the books in the 70s. It was only in the 60s I was watching the cartoons, my friend.
I was right in that target age of in the 70s of cartoons because I was a teenager. But anyway, and I had one trivia question for you.
Yes. Okay.
When was the last time the 49ers won against the Minnesota Vikings?
Ooh. Yeah, they kept getting beat, especially with Brett Favre in that last Hail Mary pass. The last time they beat the Vikings? Gee, 6 years ago?
Keep going.
Really? 10 years ago?
Keep going.
15 years ago?
Keep going.
Come on. The last time the 49ers beat the Vikings, 20 years ago? 20?
Keep going.
30.
Keep going.
Oh, my gosh. 1988?
2 years ago. 1992 was the last
time. How many games? How many games
eight. Did they lose? The Niners are 0-8 against the Vikings.
Wow.
0-8
in the last 32 years.
And it doesn't matter who's, because some people were saying, oh, well, Shanahan coached a bad game. You know what? I'm saying that, it doesn't matter who's coached. Walsh couldn't beat him. Stafford couldn't beat him. Shanahan can't beat him. And Harbaugh couldn't even beat him. So
interesting.
Wait, there's just something about the purple and gold. And those stupid horns, those fjord horns that they have, I think just puts the Niners off. So if you are going to be betting on a 49ers Minnesota game, don't bet on the 49ers.
Well, think about it. A Viking can beat up a 49er.
Well, no, they should not be able to. 49ers have guns.
No. A gun. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, they can just shoot the friggin' Viking from like 100 feet away. You know? Remember, the old mascot for the 49ers was this crazy cowboy shooting like a gun up in the air and a gun behind him. You've never seen the old 49er logo?
Well, I think more about the 49er with like a shovel for gold, but
they usually had a shotgun to drive off the plane jumpers, right?
Yes. You know? Yeah, exactly. Okay, so going back to football for just a minute here. So Kirk Cousins come back after Saquon Barkley. Man, can you imagine being Saquon Barkley?
Imagine being right now is the Philadelphia defense. The Philadelphia defense folded with a capital F in that last drive. Yep. I have never seen a less gutsy, more cowardly, more tepid, more pathetic defensive stand in my life.
The prevent defense type of thing. Well, we'll just give up a few yards.
Pass rush at all. I'm not a Philadelphia. See,
to me, that's the mistake. I think what you do is you blitz and you get the quarterback all riled up.
All you have to do is play four downs worth of defense, and you're done. It reminded me of the way the 49ers collapsed against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. In overtime.
This last year, Garoppolo?
No, with last year, you know, or at the beginning of this year, when the 49ers lost to Kansas City and in overtime, that last defensive set the Kansas City just walks down the field and got a touchdown. And I mean, in both cases, if they'd held them to just a field goal, that wouldn't have done it. Atlanta had to get a touchdown. They were down by five. Yeah. So they had no choice but to go for it. And Philadelphia knew that. And they just put together a gutless, worthless, at home. And then they even had a chance to drive down the field and get a field goal. And Hurts throws just a terrible interception.
Go back to the call when they are like, I think, third and three, and they decide to throw the ball, which will stop the clock. You know, I guess they just assumed Saquon would catch it, but I mean, he didn't have to. Maybe he wasn't
wide open. The ball hit him right in the hands. It couldn't have been a more perfectly called play, and it couldn't have been more perfectly delivered to Saquon Barkley.
But here's the question: why even throw the ball when you're going to stop the clock? Why don't you run it?
Because they had a first down. He catches that and gets the first down, and the game is over.
True.
The game is over, and the ball was. And look, if it was a tough play and it was covered well and all that stuff, you can say, "Well, okay, that was a bad call." But it went right to Saquon's hands, and he was wide open.
Yeah. You're gonna have to hope that he gets over that.
My question to you: we're moving into week three of the NFL season. Who is the best team in the NFL right now? It's not the Cowboys. It's not Philly. Kansas City. It doesn't.
Yeah, because Kansas City just barely beat. The Bengals.
I know, and could have easily lost that game. The Niners.
Even the Raiders look pretty good.
What?
Even the Raiders are. You know,
it's not Baltimore. Baltimore doesn't look like they're.
No,
you know.
Baltimore doesn't look very good right now.
So a lot of the teams that people were going into this season saying, "Oh, well, you know, Green Bay is a lock, and Detroit looks is going to be." Right back there again. And the 49ers are favored to win. And Kansas City is going to repeat. And, you know, a lot of these preseason predictions by week three, I mean, who said that, you know, they didn't think that McCaffrey wouldn't play for, 6 weeks? Who thought, you know, Jordan Love would be out for, you know, probably a number of games this season? You know, who thought Tagalova might be looking at retirement by week three? You know, Miami was picked by a lot of people to be a big force. You know, it's the one thing about the NFL, and I remember about Jerry Glanville saying this when he was yelling at a referee. He said, the NFL stands for not for long.
Not for long. That's right. It was him. Yeah, that's right.
And it really is that way right now. I mean, if you were a great team last year, you were a great team not for long. Because right now, this year, injuries are already mounting up on the top teams. And these upstarts are beginning to, like, you know, Minnesota might be a great team this year. But they lost Jefferson.
Yeah, look at Aaron Rodgers with the Jets.
Yeah.
Even though he's come back a bit.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know, when you get major injuries to certain players, I mean, now Mason has done a good job taking over for McCaffrey. But here, I was going to bring up this last point before we cut to our last break. Can you imagine being the coach of the Panthers? So, you know, think about it. When you're a coach, your job is on the line when you don't win, right? And you have a quarterback who was chosen in the first round and has a really bad completion ratio. You know, Carolina, I mean, I don't think they're going to go.
Yeah, they're already subbing him out. They're already taking him out. And who are they subbing in? Who are they bringing in?
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton, who
who's been around a long time. He's not a bad quarterback. You know,
we're talking about retread.
Retread. You know?
I mean, that is putting the spare tire that you've already driven like several thousand miles on the car, and you're expecting to make it across the country.
Sure. Oh, one other team that we didn't mention with the Lions. You know,
mentioned the Lions. And I said they're not. I did mention the Lions in the list of teams that people thought were going to.
I didn't hear you say that. But Goff didn't really do much this last week.
Yeah, no, they've come back down to earth too. You know, it's right now. And I've always said you need at least 4 weeks to start seeing who is really good and who is really bad. Because you don't know in the first 2 weeks if the reason why you won is because you're great or is it because the other team sucks, you know? And when you win, and if you lose, you don't know if you won or if you lost. You know, you don't really know why that is. So you have to figure that out. And that's always a challenge. So,
all right, sounds good. You ready for our next commercial break? It goes fast. Yeah. All right, here's our last trivia question. I think you'll probably know this one. What was Arnold Schwarzenegger's original nationality? I don't know if we should say original. I guess nationality means original anyway, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that's from the Department of the Redundancy Department. That's our trivia question. What was Arnold Schwarzenegger's, quote, original nationality? Because I guess he's considered American now, right? I'm sure he's got his citizenship.
But he can't run for president.
But he can't run for president, exactly. Yeah, I remember Kissinger couldn't run for president either because he was not native born, which is kind of a funky rule because sometimes you get people who are from foreign countries that are more, quote, American or for America than some Americans. But that's another story for another day. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back with some closing comments and our famous thoughts for the day.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown. Last time for today, Russell Jackman also is on as our guest. Mike McDowell will be back next week. Third trivia question, what was Arnold Schwarzenegger's original nationality?
Austrian.
Austrian, very good. So you were 2 for 3, and then
well,
when I gave you
the hint, half, because I
when I gave you the hint, you were 3 for 3. So yeah,
thank you.
We'll give you 2.5. Absolutely.
Thank
okay.
You.
All right. So are you ready for our thoughts of the day? I think
never.
You're gonna like the. Okay, never. Yeah, that's right. So there was a king who was only 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler.
Ruler.
Yeah, I knew. I was waiting for you to get that one. Okay. And let's see here. I was disappointed in the universal remote control I bought. Turns out it doesn't control the universe, not even remotely.
That was the premise of the movie Click, right?
What? Oh yeah, that's right. That was kind of an interesting movie. That was an Adam Sandler movie, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And when you talk about the first thing, you know what I think of? I think of the cartoon Inch High Private Eye.
I don't remember that.
Do you remember? No, you don't remember that in the 70s? It was a cartoon about.
No. I assume he was a 1 inch high private eye.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to look that up.
I'll have to look that up. That's a cartoon in the 70s?
Yes.
Inch high, and so he's able to go into like small places and that sort of thing?
And he had like this giant dog as his like partner.
Sort of the like Clifford Brown. That's kind of cute. I was a little too old to start watching Inspector Gadget, but I thought that was pretty good too. Go-Go Arms. Yeah, or wait.
Go-Go Gadget Legs or Go-Go
Gadget Arms. Yeah. Mr.
Inspector Gadget. Yeah, by Don Adams, the guy who was obviously Maxwell Smart.
Yes, of course. Don Adams, Maxwell Smart. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
Hold on.